So to come back to where we started, and flip you too long, I think, we have a long ancestry in a parish like this one. And this one, and I'm not trying to flatter you that your parish is so very special. It is, in fact, a very interesting parish. It's not, you could have a parish made up of modern estates now, like you get to the outskirts of Waterford or Dublin or wherever, and wouldn't have anything like the history written on the landscape that you have here in the three parishes that eventually became two parishes and then became one parish called after Tudon Hill and Fenner. And there's a history of spirituality expressed in things like the names the community put on the different places, both wells and little villages. And little villages might be three houses, but three houses was a community, and they probably were very, very supportive of each other, that predate the parish that you're working in now. And I think all of us who work for the church should not be narrow. We should be open to the big influences that the church in its early years was probably exposed to and tapped into. And we might, with the legacy of the good people who still work in this area, that following Christ should be helping all with kind of respect and cooperation. And inclusivity is very important, because that community should embrace everyone, pagan, Christian, Muslim, whatever they are, in this area, because the area lends itself to it. You can't escape the parish, really. You could be an unbeliever, but the parish has its influence on you. You have to go maybe to a friend's funeral, or you're invited to a friend's wedding, or you... Things like harvest, like Paul was showing there on the wall, the harvest, that's not owned alone by the Christians. We share that with and the rejoicing about it, and the thanking God for it, we share with so many other cultures and so many other religions. And we should maybe, in our own work for the church, we should try and maybe attract people to come. We should always let them see that we'd love if they joined us, but they are doing good work too. And if they don't feel like joining it, we might be dishonest for them to join. But we'd still like to be an influence in their lives, that they, when the word Christian is used, they don't think of people who have abused children or people who have done unjust things. They think of people who are very friendly when you're in trouble, people who are anxious to see you do well, who don't envy the neighbour's child. So many beautiful Christian things that can make our Christian way of life attractive to the people that amongst whom we live. So I think, there's no end to what you could be saying about your own area like this, but you're fortunate that it's an area worth talking about and worth thinking about, always within the context of the big community history that's here, a history that predates even the great Christian people who are there after. That's all I have to say now.